Welcome to the ADI Leak Detection Podcast. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, leading leak detection specialists across the UK, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today's question comes from homeowners who've had a damp survey done and the moisture meter is spiking, but nobody can tell them where the water's actually coming from. Dave, how does dye testing fit into that situation?
It's a really common scenario, that one. Moisture meters tell you where water has ended up, not where it started. So you get high readings in a wall or a floor, but the actual breach point could be a meter away, or sometimes several meters, because water tracks along joists down behind linings through voids.
So the moisture reading is almost like a symptom rather than a diagnosis.
Exactly right. The meter finds the affected area. Dye testing finds the source. What we're doing with dye is introducing a coloured tracer into a suspected pipe run, a drainage system, or a waste fitting, and then watching where that colour appears in the building fabric. The dye makes the water's path visible, which a moisture meter simply can't do.
Walk me through what that looks like in practice. Say I've got high readings under my bathroom floor, but nobody can see a drip anywhere.
Right, so in that case, an ADI engineer would start by isolating the likely suspects: bath waste, shower trap, toilet pan connector, basin overflow. We introduce a fluorescent dye into each one in turn, run water through it, and then use a UV lamp to check the surrounding structure. Fluorescent dye under UV light shows up even when the volume of water is tiny, which matters because a slow leak won't leave an obvious wet patch.
And what about supply pipes rather than waste pipes? Can dye testing work there too?
It can, though the approach differs. With pressurized supply pipes under a solid floor, we'd more often pair dye with acoustic equipment rather than rely on dye alone. Acoustic leak detection listens for the noise a pressurized escape makes in the ground or through the slab. Dye then acts as the confirmation step once acoustics have narrowed the search area down.
So it's not necessarily one method or the other?
Not at all. ADI's engineers use whichever combination gives the clearest picture for that specific property. A Victorian house with suspended timber floors needs a different approach to a modern property with a screed floor over underfloor heating. The methods are tools, and you select the right ones for the job.
What about the dyes themselves? Are they safe to put into household drainage?
Yes. The dyes ADI uses are non-toxic and water-soluble, so they flush clear once the test is done. Fluorescent dyes are the most sensitive option because the UV lamp picks up traces that would be invisible to the naked eye. For some tests where we need visibility without specialist lighting, a strong visible colour like blue or red works well, particularly in open inspection chambers or where we're tracing flow through a drainage run outside.
You mentioned UV lamps. Does ADI carry that equipment on every job, or is it something you'd need to book separately?
ADI engineers carry UV detection equipment as standard alongside moisture meters and acoustic devices. The point of specialist leak detection is that you arrive prepared to use whichever technique the situation calls for, not commit to a single method before you've assessed anything.
That makes sense. And for a homeowner whose readings are unclear, is there anything they can tell the engineer up front that helps narrow things down before the testing starts?
Honestly, the most useful thing is timing. When did the high readings first appear? Did they follow a cold spell, a period of heavy use of a particular fitting, or did they just turn up on a routine check? That pattern often tells an experienced engineer which system to test first, which means less time and less disruption to your home before we confirm the source.
That's really useful detail, Dave. Thanks for breaking that down so clearly. If you've got a moisture problem that no one's been able to pin down, ADI Leak Detection are among the UK's most trusted specialists in residential water leak detection, with the equipment and the expertise to find what the meters alone can't tell you. We'll be back with more questions soon.